All right, back with us now on MSO News Sports is Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt. And coach, you went up to Newell Stadium on Friday night, and wow, 41-0. You had quite a game all the way across the board, offense and defense.
Yeah, we played very well on both sides of the ball. We were actually happy when we got off the bus because we felt like the weather down in Peabody was actually worse
okay.
Than it was in Gloucester. So we were pleasantly surprised to see that the winds weren't as bad and the rain had settled to like almost a mist.
Mm-hmm.
And we were expecting to have all kinds of problems trying to throw the ball. And as you can imagine, our receivers and quarterbacks were pretty happy when they found out that we were going to mix it up.
Well, it's funny. When I looked at the stats today, I was thinking just that. How the heck did you get your passing game going so well in the wind? But I didn't realize it wasn't as bad as it was in other places.
I guess what we planned on. I mean, obviously, with the forecast the way it was and
mm-hmm.
the weather we were getting in PB, even snowed in PB for a short period of time. the game plan was to keep the ball on the ground and avoid turnovers and try to win that turnover battle and a battle for on the ground. And then again, when we came off the bus and went through pregame, it wasn't quite as bad as we anticipated. So we kind of opened up the game plan a little bit.
Mm-hmm. Well, it looks like you had a big first half, and that set the tone. Tell me a little bit about who some of your stars were.
Obviously, Shea Lynch had a big game for us. His accuracy made it easier with the cold hands, but put the ball right in the money.
Mm-hmm.
With our offense, we spread it out so much, it's hard to focus on one guy. Obviously, Brandon Pezzetti is one of our top receivers and deserves that title for the year that he's having.
Mm-hmm.
But if you focus on Pezzetti, we can hit you with Texaro. We can hit you with our freshman Eli Batista, our sophomore Alan Polino. We got Jack O'Hara out mm-hmm. there who's making plays. Our backs can come out of the backfield. We had Drew Lucas out there. I mean, there's so many targets for Shea to pick from. It's hard to focus on one guy, and I think that makes our offense, dynamic.
All right, and you absolutely dominated on defense. Who stands out for you? I'm sure it's a total team effort.
Oh, Kyle Maglione, he's our leader on defense. He had a big game, middle linebacker, as one of our stack backers. Dominique has been having a phenomenal year playing the center of that defense, controlling the inside runs with our nose guy, Jaden Nigro, who had a big game. Both of our defensive ends had big games, Shea Palmer and Rafael Casiano. And, the guys on the outside, Drew Lucas and, Derek Pettirelli and, our corners and safeties, took anything that they bounced out, they were there to make plays. It was a group effort as usual on defense. Dante Olu had a nice day. We got to play a lot of kids. There was no JV game scheduled, so we got to play everybody in the varsity game, which was a good thing for our program.
All right, I want to talk to you during the week, Coach, but final game, when and where?
We got Saugus at home on Friday night, 5 o'clock. Obviously, trying to end this season the way we end the traditional season with our Thanksgiving rivalry.
Yep.
Saugus is playing up and down football. I see him on film. When they're on, they're going to be a tough team to stop. Our defense has been playing well. We're going to try to ride that wave right to the end here.
Coach, it's great talking with you, man. Try to enjoy the weekend. I know you're busy as hell, but congratulations.
Thank you very much, Rick.
Thank you, Coach. Take care. That is Peabody High School football coach Mark Betancourt with MSO News Sports. I'm Rick Moore.